अथ नासदीयसूतम् नासदासीन्नो सदासीत्तदानीन्नासीद्रजो नो व्योमा परो यत् किमावरीवः कुहकस्य शर्मन्नम्भः किमासीद्गहनं गभीरम् न मृत्युरासीदमृतं न दर्शिनरात्र्या अह्नः आसीत् प्रचेता आनीदवातं स्वधया तदेकं तस्माद्धान्यन्न परः किञ्चन स तम आसीत् तमसा गूढमग्रे प्रकेतं सलिलं सर्वम् इदम् तुच्छेनाभ्वपि हितं यदासीत् तपसस्तन्महीना जायतैकम् कामस्तदग्रे समवर्तताधिर्मनसुरेतः प्रथमं यदासीत् सतो बन्धुमसति निरविन्दन् हृदि प्रदिश्या कवयो महिषाम् तिरश्चीनो विततो रश्मिरेषामथ स्विदासीदुपरि स्विदासी रेतोधा आसन्महिमान आसन् स्वधा अवस्तात् प्रयतिः परस्तात् को अर्धा वेदक इह प्रवोचत् कुत आजाता कुत इयं विसृष्टिः अर्वाग्देवा अस्य विसर्जनेनाथा को वेदयत आबभूव इयं विसृष्टिर्यत आबभूव यदि वा दधे यदि वा न यो अस्याध्यक्षः परमे यो मनसो अङ्गवेद यदि वा न वेद तर्हि ओम् तत्सत् देन् देर् वास् नो नान् एक्सिस्टेन्स् नार् एक्सिस्टेन्स् देर् वास् नो अर्थ् देर् वास् नो स्काय् वाट् वास् देर् इट् वास् ए वास्ट् expanse of deep waters, profound and tremendous. There was no death, there was no immortality, there was no night, and there was no day. That alone was there, breathing within itself. Nothing there was outside it or external to it. It was all a kind of darkness, as it were, enveloping everything at that time. All waters of cosmic universality. There was intense tapas and high concentration of consciousness at that time. In that arose the central desire of the cosmic being. The origin of what we call mind, the thinking principle. The great sages discovered in this condition existence, which is commensurate with this condition of non-existence. It was the heart of all beings. It was radiating light from all sides. It was indeed darkness due to excess of light, because there was no one to behold that light. No one can know how this creation came, because even the gods came after creation. Who can know then the origin of creation? Oh, what a wonder! How did this world come at all? How this creation? Only the one who created this universe will know how it came. Perhaps he too does not know. Hari Om Tat Sat.